Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
The temperature has been really fever pitch between South Africa and the US.
Yeah.
You go on Twitter, you know, the tensions are very high racially. Roland Schoeman is fighting with somebody on any other day. And then on the other hand, you've got Solidarity and AfriForum going to the US. And obviously, they've been out there. A lot of people saying, spreading misinformation about the reality of the country, some of our policies and bills that have been passed lately. And obviously, this has gained us a lot of spotlight from the US.
Mm.
Now, the latest is a couple of guys from Solidarity, Flip Buys, chairperson of Solidarity Movement, has come back and saying that America could be using the Zondo Commission of Inquiry into State Capture to impose targeted sanctions against South African individuals, especially those that have been implicated in state capture. And apparently they've got this act in the U.S. called the Magnitsky Act. And this is the vehicle that they will use to drive these particular sanctions.
Yeah.
So now to just make things clearer for us and to break down all of this, we're joined by a friend of the show and a legal expert, Umpumelelo Zikalala, on the line, who's going to pretty much be giving us a breakdown of what really what it means to the layman such as you and myself. Good morning, Umpumelelo.
Good morning, Saul. Good morning, Paul, and also to Kaya 959 listeners.
Thank you so much, man, for giving us your time and your expertise. Now, let's talk about Solidarity and what they've gone to the U.S. for. We know they've been meeting with lawmakers and some senior advisors to the president, deputy president, as well as their foreign minister, if I can call him, Marco Rubio. Let's talk about these sanctions that they're saying that the U.S. could bring about to certain individuals in the country. What would that entail, and how would they do that?
Remember that maybe we need to start here. Remember, every country has got its own sovereignty, so they'll have their own internal rules to say who can we deal with, who can we not, who cannot deal with, what type of sanctions are going to be imposed to certain countries and also to certain individuals. Remember that up until maybe plus minus a decade ago, even the former president of the country, Ubabu Nelson Mandela, was still regarded as someone who was a persona non grata within the US. So they then have these individual sanctions that can deliver to individuals. So they would say, Zikalala, we do not want you there. Saul, we do not want you there. These are the sanctions that we are going to impose upon you. Now, if you are going to do that, then you need some sort of information which will be utilized in you arriving at that particular decision. Now, what Solidarity is saying that they are going to look at the Zondo Commission report and then identify those individuals which will not be welcomed within the U.S. Completely independent decision taken by the U.S. alone for the reasons only, and of which would not be privy to unless we want to challenge that particular session within a U.S. Court and then take it from there in terms of the credibility, whether it's done or not. As to whether it's authentic or whether they have powers to do so, the answer is yes, they do so. They have powers to do that because it is their own countries, it's their own rules, and they will deal with whatever matter in which is available to them at their own peril.
Now, coming back to Flip Buys' utterances about the U.S. looking into sanctioning some of individuals implicated in state capture, is the report legally binding, or it has to get to a stage where the NPA first prosecutes?
Yeah, it is legally binding within the jurisdiction or the sovereignty of South Africa. Remember, everything that was stated, they were standing under oath. So before a person actually started testifying, they were asked, are you going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And the minute they answer yes, then it means whatever that they said, they need to stand by it. Secondly, remember that up until a report has been set aside by a court of law, it is binding on those individuals that are there. It is binding on the recommendations which have to be done, and all the other legally implicated stuff are going to be there. It doesn't mean, though, that it is the gospel truth, which is why you are still finding individuals going to court seeking to set aside certain sections or certain findings, or in some instances, the whole report as something which should not be considered as legally binding. So in the legally binding effect, yes, it does. Can it be used by the U.S. in determining whether they want to sanction a person? Yes, or the answer to that would be yes. Would it have been able to use it even if it wasn't legally binding? The answer is yes again. Reason being, remember, the independence of the U.S., it means that they can make their own rules as they deem fit. So if they want to rely on something which is going to be stated by a certain rights group rather than going to the president or the presidency of that particular country to seek clarifying questions, then definitely they can be able to do that. Their own laws allows them to do so.
So let's talk about these sanctions. I mean, how difficult of an undertaking would it be for them to sanction certain individuals? And would they be using what they call the Magnitsky Act? And are you familiar with it? What is the Magnitsky Act that they're saying they're going to use in sanctioning some individuals, South African individuals? Mm.
You know, as it would happen that in some establishments, they would say you are no longer welcomed here. We have the right to make sure that you don't come here. We reserve our rights whether to admit you or not. It's the same thing that would apply. So they basically say, after sitting down and considering the submissions that have been made to us, whether we allow an opportunity or not, but we've arrived at a decision to say that you are not allowed to come to the U.S. That's exactly how things would happen. So when you apply for your visa, probably the reply in which you're going to get is going to say your visa has been declined, reason being, citing that particular act that you've stated about, said you are not a person that is not desirable to be in this country. Hence, there's no authorization which is going to be granted to you so that you're able to visit. Well, one may look at it to say, well, I'm not going to visit the U.S. anytime soon, so it doesn't matter. But it does matter when there are certain diplomatic missions that need to be undertaken. For example, you are part of a group who is going to the U.S. or you are attending a huge conference, for example, like the United Nations and all the other conferences which are held on an annual basis.
But now I'm wondering, because you're talking about the national implications for this, Mpumelelo, but when it comes to us opening this can of worms, what does that mean for the future of the country? Because should this actually come to fruition, what does that mean for every other thing that Solidaritate and whoever else who goes, or AfriForum who goes to the U.S., Baspaise, so to speak, what does that mean for the country?
Well, it does mean that the relations are going to be strained a bit, but we must look at it in this way and ask ourselves this very important question. Why is the U.S. government listening to Solidarity rather than listening to what is happening within the union buildings? It means that the relationships are strained, and let's work on that to make sure that we're able to make sure that our things are okay. The second part of it is to then say, is there a time for legislative change or amendment in which anyone that goes to a foreign country and spreads fake news is going to come back and be prosecuted because there are certain repercussions that can be there? Or are we trending into or maybe going to contravene the rights when it comes to freedom of speech and freedom of association? That's something in which our legislatures are supposed to be looking at to say, how can we make sure that we're able to fix these things? The third one is to then say, maybe now we can see the importance of things like the State Capture Commission or any commission which is going to be established. The most important part being, can a commission be able to unravel the truth, or does it become like a technical gossip process that enables individuals to go and spread news about certain individuals, and then you see no action being taken as it has happened within the Zondo Commission? 5 years later, 1 billion rands later, how many arrests have we made? How many recoveries have been made from people going to jail? It's very minimal. So it's one of the things that you have to look at to then say, we are now coming into an era as South Africans where all that we do is not something which is internal. The international communities are looking at it and there are repercussions. So we must be very careful as to what exactly we are engaging in.
Thank you so much. That's legal expert and friend of the show, Mpumelelo Zikalala, giving us a breakdown pretty much of America saying they could implement individual sanctions to people that are named in the Zondo Commission, who are implicated rather in the Zondo Commission. What do you say? What are your thoughts? I just feel like our sovereignty as a country is truly being undermined. And this is a very dangerous door to open, because now we can't even govern ourselves in the country without some individuals going to the U.S. to cry when there's law and legislature that they disagree with. Yeah, slippery slope, I think. Give us your thoughts. What do you think?
Hey, Saul, with regards to Solidarity and AfriForum, I don't know what they're trying to achieve, because I think they're pushing the majority away from voting the other way, like white or Afrikaner, because we despise them now and we won't vote for them ever. I think they shot themselves in the foot and they shot the DA in the foot. So they're working 500 steps back, because we're never going to vote Afrikaners or DA in power because we're afraid of such, you know. So it's a mess for them. So let it be, and America can go jump in front of a train for all I care.
No, we're definitely being undermined here, and we're being undermined by the very same people we have tolerated in this country. I think it's about time that we action gets taken. I mean, this thing is not only affecting a few individuals. It's affecting the whole economy. Whether you are black or white, Indian or colored, whether you are complaining about being a white South African or an Indian or a colored in South Africa, or even a black person in South Africa, it does affect people. Now, aid has been stopped. There are white people that are HIV positive that are reliant on that aid. There are colored people, there are colored Indian communities that are reliant on that aid. People need to get arrested for this nonsense.
That's Bazangowethu. When white people are asked to come and answer at all these commissions, they don't go because they know the legal implications. We have a unpopular politician, UJZ, and he's taught us. Like, he's teaching us what loopholes, actually, in our legislation, in our constitution, in our justice system. He is teaching us indirectly. Now I understand why he did not want to appear, because he knew the implications. It's not like he was lying, but he knew the implications and what the people that constructed the law we keep on referring to, which is a law pre-94.
Morning, Sol and the team. I'm not a Solidarity fan or AfriForum, ne? But what was going to happen with those Zondo reports? Were they meant to just sit there and pile up dust? One way or the other, something had to be done. And I'm happy that something has been done. Because of Tina, as South Africa, we lack accountability. So maybe another country must just teach us, even though I know that some of the intentions are just bad intentions.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.